A fraction of money in the farm bill that Congress will take up later this year is aimed at protecting natural resources like soil and water. As Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, changes to those conservation programs impact more than just the environment, including farmers' bottom lines.
The slew of federal conservation programs gives farmers another financial reason to keep land, water, air, and animals healthy. But most importantly, says Larry Clemens of the environmental group The Nature Conservancy, the Farm Bill protects private land and mitigates issues like nutrient runoff that's harmful to drinking water and aquatic life.
It provides ranchers, farmers, and forest landowners with the tools necessary to protect and conserve not only the land, but also their way of life.
There are three main and popular programs, to the point that some farmers have been waiting for years to join. But there's also a debate about whether the programs pay farmers for doing nothing with the land. We'll get back to that. First, let's break down the biggest programs that get the lion's share of conservation funding. The first two are pretty similar. One is called the Conservation Stewardship Program and covers up to 10 million acres, about the size of Massachusetts and Connecticut combined. The second is called EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Both pay farmers to use methods like planting cover crops. Ryan Britt, a fifth-generation farmer in Clifton, Missouri, received EQIP money to install a more environmentally friendly grazing system for his cattle. He says doing so improves his soil health and helps his bottom line.
Not only is it important to me as an average producer that I am profitable, and to be profitable, I have to make sure that I'm efficient, that I'm not wasting anything.
Britt says he'd like more money so he can terrace his land to prevent erosion, but is running up against the program's popularity. In 2016, EQIP was paying for more than 36,000 different projects.
I've had an application for cost share terraces federally for 3 years that has not been granted yet.
What's the holdup?
Just competitiveness.
Britt also owns a plot of land in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. That's our third program, and the largest one. The federal government pays farmers like Britt to take highly erodible land out of production, effectively retiring that land, usually for 10 to 15 years. But Britt says he's concerned that CRP land is being taken advantage of.
Certain counties within Missouri has a high enough cash rent rate that it's actually competing with young producers trying to expand or trying to be able to provide for their family.
Basically, he's saying some farmers can make more money enrolling their land in the CRP program rather than leasing it to others. CRP land is capped at 24 million acres, the size of Indiana, and it's nearly full.
In fact, the situation now where we're very close to the cap is actually somewhat unusual in the history of the program.
Pat Westhoff is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He says while some farmers would like to see land taken out of CRP and returned to production, others think adding acres would help those who have been dealing with a glut of grain and low crop prices.
Frankly, it's a supply control measure. If there's less land being used for crop production, that will give at least a modest bump to commodity prices and therefore protect the income of other farmers.
Farmers have been asking lawmakers to, if nothing else, keep conservation program funding as it stands. But beyond the financial aspect, conservation practices impact the health of the U.S. ecosystem. Take the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Chemicals and waste from farms in the Midwest flowed south, turning a big part of the Gulf into a place nothing will grow. Environmentalists and many farmers hope more conservation practices upstream can better protect all living things downstream. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.